This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I'm Janice Dean.
I'm Jason Chaffetz.
I'm Harris Faulkner. And this is the Fox News Rundown.
Wednesday, December 14th, 2022, I'm Jeff Manasso, and a little-known Chinese tech company is raising serious concerns over human rights abuses and security issues, and there are calls in Congress to sanction them.
This company has so far been able to fly largely under the radar because it has focused almost all of its business development inside mainland China. It is so lashed up with the Ministry of Public Security, which is China's secret police, Chinese intelligence services, and other aspects of the Chinese government.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. ArmorAll, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
It is yet another Chinese tech company raising concerns over human rights abuses and security issues. The company is Tiandi. They make surveillance cameras with facial recognition capabilities. The cameras are used to help the Chinese government identify and persecute the ethnic minority Uyghurs. And they're also being sold to Iran's security services, police, and military, most likely being used to identify current protesters. Other Chinese surveillance companies are facing sanctions by the U.S. and U.K. for promoting human rights violations. And Senator Marco Rubio has said that Tiandi's commercial arrangement with Iran raises serious questions and has urged the Biden administration to consider sanctions against them. A new report makes the case for implementing sanctions against them.
We stumbled upon Tiandi as we were researching links between China and Tehran.
We're speaking today with Craig Singleton, China Program Director and Senior Fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies.
As you know, the two governments have been sort of talking about for the last 2 years or so, strengthening their strategic partnership. And as protests erupted in Iran recently, we started to see all these comments on the record from Iranian security officials that they wanted to rely on Chinese AI and Chinese tech to track and monitor protest movements and individuals who are involved in sort of organizing them. And we started to dig at that point. And we stumbled across Tiandi, which is a privately held Chinese company that develops some pretty sinister products. Three I'll mention. One is a genocide enabling artificial intelligence. This is software code that can scan an individual's face and determine, based on your facial features, whether you are Han Chinese or Uyghur Chinese or part of another ethnic minority in China. And we know that ethnic minorities and Uyghurs have been placed into modern day concentration camps throughout China, primarily because they're seen as a threat to the regime in Beijing. The second product that this company happens to make is called a tiger chair. I encourage every listener to go Google this. It is a torture chair. Individuals are bolted into chairs and then interrogated sometimes for 30, 40, 50 hours at a time. And you're bolted into a physical restraint that the interrogator can, through Tiandi's product, actually wirelessly tighten restraints on you as you answer questions or perhaps don't answer questions. And the third product that they did sell to the IRGC as well is a pretty sophisticated closed circuit television surveillance system capability that allows them to network all of the cameras around Tehran and other parts of Iran into a single interface that operators can then use to track protest movements. So all pretty sinister stuff, and all stuff that I should mention is powered by Intel core processors and other types of U.S. technology that are sort of feeding into Tiandi's supply chain.
So that was another question about, you know, whether it's American or other companies abroad partnering with companies like this? Are they doing it wide scale? What's the rollout of this company so far been?
So this company has so far been able to fly largely under the radar because it has focused almost all of its business development inside mainland China. It is so lashed up with the Ministry of Public Security, which is China's secret police, Chinese intelligence services, and other aspects of the Chinese government, where they are directly feeding these different product lines into the Chinese military industrial complex. And they haven't expanded so much in places like the United States. And they've sort of deferred those markets to some of the other bigger names in this sort of surveillance space, like Hikvision and Huawei and Dahua. And so I think one of the things that we've sort of uncovered here is how tightly lashed up this company and its leaders are with the Chinese Communist Party. So, for example, Tiandi has hosted Xi Jinping himself at their headquarters, and they've also hosted the architects of the Uyghur genocide in Xinjiang province and put it on their website. I should mention everything in our report is from their own marketing materials that Tiandi has put out there. And so I think that the light bulb moment went on for us, where we said they're not even trying to hide this. This is all hiding in plain sight, but it's on Instagram. I mean, it's on their Facebook page. And a lot of this technology is driven in part with assistance from U.S. companies who produce semiconductors and produce software that is more or less mainlined into China's Orwellian state for the last decade.
And you say that the CEO of this company, Tiandi, is actually a member of the Communist Chinese government, correct?
They are as lashed up as you can be. So while most of China's tech companies are actually not located anywhere near Beijing, Tiandi happens to be located right next door, the province right next door. They actively promote and talk about their linkages to the Chinese Communist Party. The CEO, Dai Lin, is a Communist Party member. He actually oversees the Chinese Communist Party cell that's active in within the company. And so one thing to know is that Chinese companies have to have a representative from the Chinese Communist Party in their ranks in the company to sort of ensure that companies maintain consistent values and strategic goals that align with the party. And in this case, it's the CEO himself who serves as the head of that party at the same time that he hosts many senior Chinese Communist Party officials at the company and works very closely with all of those Chinese Communist Party security organs. So it's as close as you can get while still being a private entity.
We're speaking today with Craig Singleton, China Program Deputy Director and Senior Fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracy, who writes about the case for blacklisting the Chinese tech firm. More after this. This as China continues to grow its digital surveillance capabilities, including using social credit systems to assess people's behavior and trustworthiness. That's kind of scary, Craig. I mean, are we, as a free and perhaps naive America, are we foolish to think that this couldn't happen here?
I am cautiously optimistic that it couldn't happen here in that form. But we've actually, going back to the Iran angle, the Iranians actually have embraced the social credit system that the Chinese have sort of developed in their own country. And so what I think is more likely is other autocratic regimes and totalitarian regimes will embrace this idea of techno-authoritarianism. How do you wield new and emerging technologies to maintain public order, to go after dissidents? And what this does is it really does enable China's, autocratic ambitions to go global. They don't just have to worry about protecting and watching their own people, but they can track Chinese dissident movements abroad, and they can help support other autocratic regimes track and monitor people. I think this is sort of the stuff of nightmares that we talk about. It's almost like a Hitchcock movie that they could, in real time, a government could track and assess whether you're trustworthy or you should have a job or you should get a loan. And I think we just have to be really mindful about the ethical parameters that we have when we talk about artificial intelligence, how far we're willing to embrace it, and very clearly where we don't want to go as this new field sort of takes shape.
So there are some bills, both in the House and Senate, that call for banning of Chinese-owned social media app TikTok. The Biden administration so far slow walking that. A couple of states have so far banned it on state devices. One top Democrat even saying that President Trump was right in 2020 when he called for a nationwide ban of TikTok, kind of doing the same thing. It's Washington taking Tiandi and Chinese-based technology companies like it seriously. And what should policymakers do?
I think that the recent legislation that was introduced to ban TikTok from operating in the United States is actually pent up frustration from members of Congress that for more than 2 years have been expecting and hoping the Biden administration to sort of make a final determination about TikTok and whether it should operate here. And in the absence of federal action, different states, different governors, Texas, Indiana, Florida, have started to really move against the company using their own authorities at the subnational level. And now you're starting to see Congress get in the game simply because I think they're exasperated that the federal branch has talked about the threats associated with TikTok, has talked about the threats associated with Chinese tech in general, and yet has sort of been very, very slow to make any sort of serious regulatory moves. I think part of that is because these companies maintain massive lobbying operations here in the United States. TikTok in particular has spent millions of dollars on lobbyists, many of them former Republican members of Congress, to advance their interests and to slow roll this type of legislation. And so I think going forward, perhaps whether this new legislation passes or doesn't, it's going to send a very strong message to the Biden administration that it either better get moving or the next Congress will move aggressively against TikTok. And hopefully we'll see some action on that in the new Congress and in 2023.
Craig Singleton, China Program Deputy Director and Senior Fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. We thank you for joining us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.